Okay, today's parak is Yechezkel Perek Chav Zayin, and this parak is the second one in a row about the city and the metropolis of Tsur, which was obviously was a major population area in those days, and the Nevuah, how Tsur is going to fall, again giving some nechama, so to speak, to Am Yisrael, recognizing that, you know, even though Tsur originally happened to be somewhat friendly, we know in the days of Dov, the days of Shlomo HaMelech, Tsur helped build the Beis HaMikdash and sent raw materials, but later on they changed their tune, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in this parak that they are going to meet their just punishment. Most of the parak describes the marketplaces of Tsur and how every country and every city in the world came to Tsur to do business. Towards the end of the parak, the Navi says how it is going to go down. As we mentioned in the last parak, it is going to sink in the sea, it's going to be washed away, and there will be nothing left. That's why much of the parak here describes, besides the materials that were brought to Tsur, but describes it as a boat, as a beautiful boat, which has strong men and sailors and big tall masts, v'chulu, but eventually it's going to go down into the water. So says the Navi, v'hi devar Hashem alai lemar, Hashem says to me, saying, says Yechezkel, to give a nevuah of Tsur. V'yata ben adam, sa al tsor kina. Lift up a tsor, lift up a kina, an elegy, lift up a song of a, not a positive song, but say about Tsur the following, a lament, so to speak, as follows. V'yamarta l'tsor hayosheves al mavo'os yam, and say about Tsur that sits on the yam, rocheles ha'amim el iim rabim. It is the one that's a marketplace. Rashi quotes that there were rules that nobody could do business one with the other unless it went through Tsur. Says Rashi, lo ayir rashon laso schor ezem ze el yoshvi ha'ir lochin mizeh umachron lazeh. They were the most important metropolis and merchant area in the world at that time. Everybody had to go through there, and this was on top of the world. And amazing how Yechezkel is going to say that they are going to fall. Ko amar Hashem Elokim Tsur at amart Ani Kalilas Yofi. You said that I am the Kalilas Yofi, right? You took a name of Yerushalayim. Rashi, Ad Akshav HaKol Omrim Al Yerushalayim Kalilas Yofi Misos Kalaretz. Akshav At Mitgael Omar Ani Kalilas Yofi Sov Gemar HaYofi Kalubi. That's not going to happen. And interestingly, the other Pasuk, the other Pesukim describe Yerushalayim as Kalilas Yofi, that others say about Yerushalayim. If others say something about you, then you know it's true. If you say it about yourself, so then that just might be Gaiva, exactly as it is here. You say you're about yourself, that you are Kalilas Yofi. Really, it is not. You're taking that name from Yerushalayim. Belev Yamim Gvulayich Bo Naya Kalul Yafyech. You're in the Lev Yam, right? Whether that means the Abarbanel talks about the second Tsur, the first Tsur, as we mentioned last parak, but you're right next to the Yam, a port city. Bo Naya Kalul Yafyech, and they've built you beautifully. Beroshim Misnir, and many different countries are mentioned in this parak, and all the materials that they were expert in that were brought. Beroshim Misnir Banulach. Beroshim, certain type of strong trees. From Snir, they built for you. Kal Lucho Sayim, right? They brought from you all of your planks, again, the mushal of the boat, as Rashi says, because they're eventually going to sink into the water. Erez mi levanon lakachu, arze levanon, lasos toren alayach, to make a big mast. Alonim mi bashan, asu mi shotayach, your oars were made from alonim, from strong wood from Bashan. Karshech asu shein basa shurim me'ie kitiim, from the Kitiim Islands, right? The shein came. Again, this shein might be a reference to elephant tusks, might be. Elephants are not mentioned in Beferish and Tanakh, but Shein, ivory, might be a reference to the elephant tusks. Sheish berikma mimitzrayim haya mifraseich, and now beautiful materials. Rikma, beautiful Egyptian embroidery, is your sail. Lios lach l'neis, to be a neis for you, to be a mast. Tcheles v'argaman me'iei elisha haya mechaseich, and your cover was tcheles and argaman. All the different materials, such a beautiful place, Tsur, your marketplace was. We see it was a nace. Interesting, we know. We say in Shemona Esrei, we say in the Amit, that the Kab Beshofer Gadol Achir Yoseinu V'san Nace L'Kabez Galioseinu. Put up a nace, put up a flag, as the Pasuk is used here. Lios Lach L'Nace. It should be for your nace for you. So a mast and a flag is high up, and that is what a nace is. But interestingly, we know that we use the word nace to mean miracle, nace in the opposite of teva. So what's the connection between that, the two, the nace and the teva? So now we've mentioned in the past, Rav Asher Weiss talks about this in his Agada on page Ayin Zayin and Ayin Ches, based on the Ramban. The Ramban, famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban discusses why there are so many mitzvos that are zecher li'yitzias Mitzrayim, while there's not even right? Close second. Zeichus Yetzirah Mitzrayim, there are 15 mitzvahs, 10 to 15 mitzvahs, Zeichus Yetzirah Mitzrayim. And what's number two? How many mitzvahs are there to remember the, to the Mon? How many mitzvahs are there to remember Mount Sinai? Zeichus Yetzirah Mitzrayim is so many, has so many mitzvahs. Yata omer lecha klal batam mitzvahs rabos. So the Ramban says, let me tell you why. Because heyos avodas gelilim ba'olam yimei enosh, from the time that there's been avodah zarah in the world, hechelchu hadeos lishtabesh be'emuna. Then there have been many people that have made mistakes in regarding emuna. Mehem kofrim be'ikar va'omrim ki olam kadamon. Some deny everything. The world has always been here. Kachshu ba'ashem v'yomer lohu. They deny Hashem. That there was no creator. Umehem, and others say, no, of course there has to be a creator. Can't be so foolish to think that this just happened. Usually if there's an explosion, there's a mess, and this is perfect order. Hard to say that there was no creator. Umehem machishim b'yidiyasu apratis v'yamru eich yada kel v'yishdeya be'elyon. Others say, of course he created the world, but he doesn't know everything. Maybe he's a busy god, he had to go somewhere else. Umehem sheyodu b'yidiyo machishim b'ashkacha. And others, no, he knows. But he's not involved. He's not omnipotent. V'yasu adam kidgei hayam shelo yeshgiach hakel bohem ve'inimam onesh oschar yomru azav Hashem es haaretz. V'kasher, says the Ramban, yirtzeh ha'adam beito b'yachid. When Hashem wants to, either in public or private, v'yasi imam mofes b'shini minhago shalolam v'tivo, and he does a nes. Hashem does what we call a miracle, yisba'er l'kol. It could go for 1,000 years, but every once in a while Hashem will do a miracle, and that will undermine all of these false, heretical views. Because what does a miracle reflect? Says the Ramban, Kodadeis means Hashem's always been here, Hashem is here, and he's involved. And if it's forecast from a Navi, yisparar mimenu oda mitas hanevua. Ki yadabar elokim esa adam. And that is why, says the Ramban, there are so many mitzvahs that are zeichel yetzias Mitzrayim, because we're supposed to remember them as we go through life without miracles. We have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's in charge. Hashem is Mashgiach, and Bechal Shah, Adam Modeh Ben Lelokav. We should always remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. The Kavanas Kol HaMitzvahs, Shenaamin Be'elokeinu Vonodeh Elav Shehu Barenu. That the Kavana of all mitzvahs is that we believe in Him and we thank Him that He created us. V'Kavanas HaYetzirah Shein Lanu Tamacher. There's no other kavana except for us to recognize Hashem and to be mode to Him that He created us. And that's where the Ramban says, and if you remember those nisim, you'll recognize that all of Teva, as the Ramban's sheet is Nes, Sheimisod HaTorah Kula, and then he adds the very charif line, Sheein La'adam Chelik B'Toras Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody has a Chelik in Toras Moshe unless they believe, Bechol Dvareinu Megrenu Shekulam Nisim, Ein Bohem Teva Menhago Shalom. There's no such thing as as Teva. It's all Nes. So says Rav Asher Weiss, based on this Ramban, that's why in Tanakh, like in this Pasuk, we find the word Nes as a flag, and in our Amida, we say Nes as a flag, because when Hashem puts up a flag, that's His mark that He is here. Lishna dekra, writes Rav Asher Weiss. Ach belishna dekra, pirish hanesu degel. Kinso nes harim tiru, v'chshmo kol shofar tishmu. V'gam betfila. Harelo shnei pirushim binyan nes, ach nira deinkan shnei pirushim shonim. Elo shtayim shein achas. Dezetachlis kol hanaga hanisis, v'yalativis, l'shamish, keregel al han, kedegel al hanaga tivis. The nes is the degel, the nes is the flag. Madarko shel degel l'samein l'havkin bailus shilton. When a country conquers, they put a flag that shows bailus. So Hashem puts a miracle, that's the flag, Hashem is reflecting bailus. And that's exactly what a nes is. That's what we learn from this pasuk, right? That they say the Tzur reflected their bailus by putting up a nace of all of these fancy materials that came from all over. We continue. Yoshvei Tzidon va'arvad hayushatim lach. Those who from Tzidon and Arvad were oarsmen for you. Chachamayach Tzor hayubach hema chovlayach. And you had the wise men. The wise men of Tzur, they were your chovlayach. They were the people who worked on the boat for you. So they had chachma, says the Radak. Choval yimshach moshech akli, the mashal given. People who do the oars, and people on the top of the boat, and people tell them which way to go, the kabarnit. You need a lot of chachma for this. That's the mashal, says the Radak. They had plenty of chachma. All the wise men were there. The problem is, it led to their downfall, because what happened? They didn't fulfill the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos with all of this chachma. The Mishnah tells us that something has to come before chachma. conceptually, ontologically, Hu Haya Omer, Kol She Maisa Merubin Mechachmaso, I'm sorry, Rechinin Medosa Omer, Kol She Yiras Cheto, Kodemes Lechachmaso, Chachmaso Miskayemes. You have to have Yiras Shemayim before, so to speak, Chachma. V'chol She Chachmaso Kodemes Leyiras Cheto, Ein Chachmaso Miskayemes, right? That's the Yiras Chet has to come first. Also, your Maisim have to come. That's the next Mishnah. But this Mishnah that Rechinin Medosa says the Yiras Shemayim has to come first. Why? Because if I have Chachma first, then Bezman she Yiras Cheto Shaladam Kodemas LaChachma So Nimshak Shulam and Mazhirato Maasharto Leilech Baderach Shahurka LaLachesba. If I have Yiras Shemayim first, then my Chachma just strengthens my Yiras Shemayim, and it works all together in a synthesis way. But if my Chachma comes first, then my Yiras Shemayim's effect is going to be limited, and I'm just going to think that everything is about what I understand, so to speak. It's going to prevent. That's what the Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tamima, writes in his commentary also on this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. How do you explain the Mishnah? Kol sheyiras cheto kodemes lechachmaso. Hainu shemakdim la'asos mitzvah, oterem shechakar lataima. Have Yiras Shemayim before Chachma, meaning just do the mitzvah. Have Yiras Shemayim and do what Hashem wants. Afterwards, you can think about the reasons and the why and the how. Al derech halashon, nasa v'nishma. That's like nasa v'nishma. Do it and then figure out why. Because the why can't affect, you know, if you're going to do it or not. If you're going to analyze it to try to appreciate it, but you're going to do it anyway. So then, that's the quote for Shemir Yisrael Salanter. We say Enkel Okeinu before Mikel Okeinu. First we say Enkel Okeinu, we give the answer. Shouldn't you ask the question first, Mikel Okeinu? No, Enkel Okeinu. Period. And then you could analyze. That's what the Torah Tamima says here. Right? The Maisa is not Meshubid Lahabina. So then Chachmaso Miskayemes. Because the Mishtamesh Chachmaso Klapi Amaisim. Avozesha Chachmaso Miskayemes. But if I'm first Mishakim Kodem Maisa Mitzvah, Lachkar and Yonav Etaima, Az Efshar, Lo, Shalo Yagia Bapol, Lo Aisa Mitzvah. I'm never going to get to the Mitzvah. Because I'm just going to be thinking about it. I'm going to decide whether. And he says that's what Avos Rabbi Nassim. When the Avos Rabbi Nassim quotes this Mishnah, it says, Kamo Shakasav, Nasev and Ishma. And Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem has to come first. He even says, maybe that's alluded to in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara goes through all of the dinim of Chanukah, many of the dinim and the shmanim and the psilos, and how you light, and how many, and Beishav and Beis Hillel, and only afterwards it talks about my Chanukah, on the bottom of Chaf Aleph on a base. Shouldn't they ask for my Chanukah first, go into what Chanukah is, and then go into the details. So maybe it's alluding to the Nasa v'Nishma. First comes the Nasa, first everything that we do, and then only after that do we have the Chachma afterwards. So again, in Surah they didn't have it. They had their Chachma, but they didn't have the Yiras Shemayim. Remember Avram Avinu, he comes to Mitzrayim. Ein Yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. Right? Even though that's why he was nervous. Even though they were great, though, it was a wonderful metropolis. Right? It happened in many places in history, right? We don't have to look far to the last generation in Germany. You could have very wise people, but again, if there's no Yirat Shemayim, so then it's not going to last. Okay, we continue now in the parak. Says the parak, Zikne Gval v'chachameha hayubach, the Zakenim of Gval and the wise men were there, right? They're continuing the mashal. They were all sailors. They were all the people who worked the boats. We continue a couple of psukim. Pasuk chaf aleph, b'nei arvad v'chelech achomosayach saviv. You had people who were soldiers on your walls. V'gamadim. Gamadim usually means midgets. The Malbim says the walls were so high that people looked like midgets when they were all the way on top of the walls. Gamadim. Others say that it's just from a place. Gamad. Hayu shilteim tilu achomosayach saviv. Hey, makalu yafich. It's beautiful. They have everything. It's strong. It's protected. Everything. Yud Gimel. Gavon. Tuval. Umeshech. Hema. Roch Layech. Benefesh Adam. Uklein Echoshes. Nasu Ma'aravayech. Right? Everybody was there from all the Greek places. They had slaves. They had Klein Echoshes. They had everything that was needed. Right? The Radak says here. Kol HaMakomot Shezocher. Kol Echad Lefi HaDvarim HaNimsoim Sham. Whatever they had in the places, that's what they brought to Tsar to sell. Interestingly, in the list off people from all over. B'nai Dedan, Aram, and then in Pasuk Yud Zayin, it lists off Yehuda, the Eretz Yisrael. Hema Roch Layech. Yehuda and Eretz Yisrael, they were your merchants. And what they have, continue the Pasuk. Bechite Minis, wheat, Ufanag, Udvash, Vashemen, Vetzari, oil, honey. Sorry, nasnu maravayach. So Eretz Yisrael sounds like they were merchants in the chitim and the dvash v'chulu. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky picks up on this, that he says, right? It's clear that that's what they were, that's what the early Jews were involved in, right? And that's what he says, writes in Parshas Bichukosai. Parshas Bichukosai, Rabbi Yaakov writes, mitchilo kol Yisrael hayu ov the adama. Right, and that's why so much of the schar in the Torah is all about gashmi. It's all about the land. It's all about rain that you'll have. And he says that's what the whole point of Shemitah is. The whole point of Shemitah is that once you have free time in Shemitah, what are you supposed to do? Right, Hashem's gonna. You're supposed to learn Torah. B'chukos etelechu amelim b'Torah. That's what the free time is for. And the bracha is that all the land is going to be worked by itself. Right, he quotes, "Ametzinu shaschar limchosa yilechu v'nasati kishmechem beitam v'chem atzinu b'yecheskel." He quotes our pasuk, "Sheikar isukam shel bnei Yisrael hayavodas hasade v'lachein v'shnas hashmita she'asur lehem lasok b'shum avodah basade imkein ma'aleim lasos kol hazman v'chas v'shalom yishvu batel u'behechrach zeh hemshech haparshios." That's why after Bahar comes Bichukosai and Bichukos Etelechu, because the Iker Tam of the Shvisa is to be involved in spiritual pursuits. He also mentions this a little bit later in the beginning of Bamidbar, where he also discusses the pasuk by David HaMelech. By David HaMelech, at the end of Sefer Shmuel Beis, where Hashem says you have a choice of one of three punishments because you counted the people. Do you want a famine? Do you want to run away from Oyev? Or do you want Dev or plague? So, says the Rabbi Yaakov, it depends why David counted. If David counted the people because he wanted to see how many workers in the field he has, because that's what they used to do then, right? He quotes our pasuk, then the Onesh Midah is going to be famine. If he counted them because he wanted to see how many soldiers he has, so the Onesh is going to be run away from enemy. If it's because he could see how many people he has under him, so then having Dever and having everybody being mismait and feeling lowly, so that would be Mashpil Ga'avaso. But either way, those two places, Ala Torah, Rabbi Yaakov quotes from our pasuk that it shows that B'nai Eretz Yisrael were involved in agricultural activities. So we continue a little more in the parak. We continue talking about all the different places and everything they brought. And then finally, in the Pasuk Chavav, we start the downfall. Just one other ha'ara, that once we're talking about merchants and traveling, so remember the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam in the Hakdama, he writes a required reading for anyone who is making a parnasa. He writes that many people say, "Lach yisilachashu alai." I know people whisper about me that, who am I to write a sefer? Who am I? Right, even though I'm a chutin of the Gra, and I'm a talmid of the Gra, but who am I? And I'm a good friend of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Who am I to write a sefer? I'm a businessman. I travel to Leipzig, and I do business. So, let me tell you. He says, B'nasilim erchakim, I don't have a choice. Right, for generations, I have a mesorah for my family. We're not going to be able to sit and learn. We're going to have to make a parnasa, and we won't be supported. Me'oti and Baruch Hashem, I don't have a taiva to love mammon. But let me tell you, and I'm not saying this, he says, for gaiva. I'm saying this just to inspire you. Kibbutziati laderech daiti aleha on the Torah. Ubishivasi b'chanuz daiti aleha. V'teisi li. Shafilu b'shas masu matan. Sometimes even in the middle of a business deal, mikom makom palmim harbiyah. You see, daiti aleha. I'm thinking about a shot of a tosfas or a kushya or the mitzvahs asay the tmidios. And he says that's. I'm saying this just to show that you could do it and it can be done. And don't knock my sefer just because I wasn't a full time learner. Right? There are many of the great mefarshim throughout history were not full time learners. They were made a parnasa. Just look in the Gemara. They were shoemakers and craftsmen and sandlers, right? Even already Bismana HaMishnah, Ubisman HaGemara, and throughout, right? Even most recently, Kahati and the Rishash, and many throughout history, we have were laymen, so to speak, and clay kodesh at the same time, and they made their mark. So Pasuk Chavav starts the downfall. B'mayim rabim heviucha hashatim osach ruach hakadim shvarech b'lev yamim. The wind's going to come and break this all down. Honech v'zvonech maravech, everything you had. Mazike bitkeik, that strengthens your walls. V'chalanshi milchamteich u'b'chal kalech asher b'sarechech yiplu b'lev yamim b'yom mapalteich. It's all going to happen, and they're all going to scream about you. Right, lekol zakas chovlach yirashu migroshos. Everybody's gonna be shaking. Vishmi olayach bekolam pasuk lamed. Viyizaku mara. Everybody scream. Viyalu afra washem. People will mourn you. They'll put dirt on their heads. But efer yispalashu. They'll be covered in ashes. Vikrichu elayach karcha. they'll be koreach on you, right? We know that there's an Issa Daraisa for Bnei Yisrael, lo sikrechu karcha, but this is what they used to do, right? They will be koreach for you, v'chagu sakim, they'll wear sackcloth, uvachu elayach b'mar nefesh mispaid mar. They will be maspid you with a bitter mispaid, right? The Sefer HaChinuch talks about this in Tav, Samach, Ches, in Parshas Re'eh, right? The Isser of karcha, ripping out one's hair because of one is upset about a dead body, right? There's the two, the Isserim, they're in the same, not cutting oneself and not ripping out one's hair, right? That's all the Mefarshim say this basic, similar idea. The Klei Yakar and the Arachayim HaKadosh, they all say, obviously, when somebody is nifter, we are upset. Obviously, when something happens, we're upset. But if we go too far, then it's basically, right, upset about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And we're not, we have to be upset, but we have to be in control also. Says the Klei Yakar, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, say all the Mefarshim, we have to recognize that if it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, let me just read the Chinuch. The Chinuch is the one that starts it. The Chinuch says in, this is in Tav Samach Zayin, Ki lo ya'us la'ama nivchar ba'alei chachmas ha'torah ha'yikara lehitzta'er b'dvar mimaisa ha'kel rakal inyan shesivanu balisarba. There's aveilus. That's what you're supposed to do. But beyond that, as a reaction to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, it's so to speak, not mechubad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And especially by Misa, we have to recognize that the Arachayim, the Klei Yakar, that it's just a switch of place. Right? It's not an ends. HaKadosh Baruch Hu machnes la'otzer nefashos ha-tzadikim ha-tahoros ve'eno davar ha'oved v'lo mitzar al davar sheish lo mitzius v'zoreach husham v'rak herif shimsho b'olam hazeh aval ochel hu trumosav b'olam ha-nitzchi. And even like b'nei nechem, why dafka b'nei nechem is emphasized, because then you're saying that your tears, as if they're lost, the tears aren't lost, the tears are taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, that's something that The pasuk says here, that that's what they do, but we know it is an isser that we are not allowed to be involved in any type of karcha. The Sfasemis also, in Parshas Re'eh, discusses the isser. He says, imagine the parsha starts off, remember, with Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, your children. And it's like a father who sends a child to go on a trip, and even when he's not there, you know, it's still, he still has that relationship. And we're Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us here on a trip, and when we go back to Shemayim, so that means we have finished and hopefully successfully fulfilled our trip. But back to the pasuk, so they will be koreach. V'nasu elach b'neihem kina, they will mourn you. Ki kitzar keduma besoch hayam, it will go down, and therefore you have to recognize that even though tzor, you're on top of the world because of what you did to Am Yisrael and others, you will have to justice will be meted out. And this is the second parak here in a row. We'll get to the third coming up about tzor, all about tzor. Okay, we'll stop here.